in the Eurythmics. Thanks to Charles Barkley for joining us. Frank Caliendo, typically funny, has some more dates down here. Thanks to you, thanks to this radio show. He's got quite the following down here. He'll be coming down in June. You can check him out, improv.com. And I've been telling you about this website, daminteresting.com. It's damn interesting. The author and illustrator from Utah, I'm assuming he's a scientist, I may be wrong on this, Alan Bellows joins us on 790 The Ticket. So I'll ask him first. We've been talking about this toothpick fish that jumps into your urinary tract, attracted to urine and blood, and erects its spine. Who would win a fight between the terrifying toothpick fish and the giant carnivorous centipede?
Well, I guess that maybe Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton would defend which one of these two? We've said that Al Sharpton is the pee-pee fish. He is the terrifying toothpick fish.
Yeah, I've been listening for about the last hour. That's one of the first things that spring to mind. It's like one of these trademark songs that I believe it's your producer that sings. It's like, it's just begging to be written about Al the toothpick Sharpton.
You're going off script here, scientist. Who wins a fight between the toothpick fish and the giant carnivorous centipede?
I'd have to go with the giant carnivorous centipede myself. I don't know if you look too deeply into that article, but that bugger is disturbing.
Tell us about him.
Well, it's a centipede about as long as your arm that lives down in the Amazon area. In fact, the same neighborhood as the toothpick fish, so it's a place you want to avoid visiting if you have the choice. But it'll crawl into a cave full of where there's bats nesting on the ceiling. I don't know if you call it nesting when it's a bat. But it'll crawl up the side of this pitch black cave and hang from the ceiling by its rear legs and kind of dangle into the darkness like this gruesome chandelier of some kind and snatch bats out of midair as they fly past.
The centipede eats bats?
Yeah. This is like a real centipede in a cave, so don't go into caves in the Amazon, I guess, is the lesson there, because there might be a centipede hanging down, waiting to latch out of your face and suck all your blood out.
That's a damn impressive centipede. What about this alien hand syndrome? I thought this is something out of the movies. There have been movies made about this, but this actually exists? You can lose, there are people who can lose control of their own hand?
Yeah, it's sort of one of those where, you know, there's parts of the brain whose job is to control your hand, and when that part of the brain loses its ability to communicate with the rest of it, your hand just, I mean, you know, you say mind of its own, but that really is what it is. It's an isolated piece of your brain that drives an isolated piece of your body, and it's kind of not yours anymore.
And what does it do? Like, if you've had some sort of head trauma or a stroke or a tumor and you lose control of your hand starts doing what? This is known as alien hand syndrome, and how many people have this?
Oh, it's exceedingly rare, but I couldn't tell you the statistics, but it's a small enough number that you probably, most people don't need to worry about getting it, kind of like the toothpick fish.
Right.
But one of the most common things that they say that happens is unbuttoning the shirt, which, you know, I guess the muscles form that habit over the years, so once it doesn't know what else to do with itself, it's just one of the first things it's going to do. So if you're talking to somebody on the street, they just start unbuttoning their shirt in front of you. Maybe they're not just being friendly. They might have a condition.
They might have alien hand syndrome. And what's this article you've written about? Again, the website is daminteresting.com. The chief author and illustrator, Alan Bellows, is with us on 790 The Ticket. The Great Taste of Human Flesh Without the Guilt. I have not read this article. Tell me about it.
Well, it's just a little company who had the bright idea to take ordinary tofu and give it the flavor of human flesh, so that people who are curious about cannibalism can, in theory, experience the taste and texture without having to take on the cannibal lifestyle, as it were.
Well, who the hell would want to do that?
Well, somebody does. I'm thinking it's probably someone with a brilliant marketing person, because you can easily make the argument that, well, somebody, in order to create the flavor of human flesh, somebody, in theory, must have tasted it to know what it tastes like. I don't know who that guy is, but they have chefs there cooking things up and with a little sample of human tidbits, or whether they've just taken beef stock and put a little sugar in it or something and said, sure, that tastes like people. Nobody will ever know the difference. But just the entire concept is a little shocking.
Well, I wouldn't eat it even if I had an alien hand. I wouldn't bring that stuff to my mouth even if I had alien hand syndrome. Is there a giant carnivorous centipede around you right now? Because you sound a little bit nervous.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but this morning I was swimming in the Amazon.
All right, Alan Bellows, DamnInteresting.com. Check it out. There's some good stuff on there, some strange things, including alien hand syndrome and, of course, this terrifying toothpick fish that we can't stop talking about. Alan, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, anytime.
All right. He was surrounded by giant carnivorous centipedes. So the centipedes eat bats? They're as long as your arm. Why would anyone go anywhere near the Amazon if there are toothpick fish that could jump into your penis and giant centipedes? You know why? You know why they'd go to the Amazon? Because it's further away from Al Sharpton.